Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, June 24th. Ontario Premier Doug Ford will be sworn in alongside his cabinet today. The Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario now has 83 members of provincial parliament. Who will get the positions has not been announced yet, but Ford says he has consulted with former Health Minister Christine Elliott about who should have that important portfolio going forward. Locally, we'll find out if Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson will continue as Ag Minister or be shuffled. The swearing-in is set for 11:15 this morning. Nearly 100,000 mail-in votes were not counted in last year's federal election. The report from Elections Canada says the ballots were not counted either because they arrived too late, were not filled in properly, or lacked a signature. While a record number of people requested mail-in ballots for the September election, the majority of those who voted did so at their local polling station. A local group preparing a house for Ukrainian families fleeing the Russian invasion of their country is looking for volunteers. Lesya Chapman of Chapman's Ice Cream says the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound will temporarily house mainly Ukrainian women and children, as most men cannot leave Ukraine. Chapman says they're working on preparing the house and need more volunteers.
Different people are skilled in different ways. Some are good at organizing fundraising events, and some are excellent at fixing light fixtures, and it seems like we could use all of them.
Chapman says anybody who is willing to do a little bit of painting, cleaning, and donate some of their time is encouraged to contact them by email at ukrainianvillageofowensound@gmail.com. You can learn more about it in our Bayshore Broadcasting news story or by visiting their Facebook page. Ukraine and Moldova have both been approved to become candidates for joining the European Union. It's a first step taken yesterday in a process that could take years. Georgia is also looking to join the EU but did not get candidate status. Many expect that these neighbors of Russia joining the EU would anger President Putin, though he recently denied that would be the case. The Promenade on Queen event will be continuing in downtown Kincardine this summer. This year, Promenade on Queen will be held on Sundays throughout July and August from 10 until 4, weather permitting. Queen Street will be a pedestrian-friendly area from Durham Market Square north to Lambton Street. Meanwhile, residents and businesses are invited to attend a drop-in promenade open house on Tuesday, June 28th, between 1 and 7 p.m. at the Kincardine Centre for the Arts. Staff will be there to answer questions about the event. A new survey finds high gas prices will mean no road trip for a lot of Canadians this summer. The survey from CAA finds 64% of people's travel plans will be impacted by high fuel prices. The cost of fuel has recently hovered around $2 a liter. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The Dow Jones is up 236 points in pre-market. The TSX in Toronto opens today at 18,717 after going down 286 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 77.11 U.S. cents, up 16 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $106.15, up $1.88 a barrel. Time now for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning. The Montreal Alouettes started week three with a bang. Chandler Worthy would score on the opening kickoff, and Montreal goes on to beat Saskatchewan 37-13. So Montreal, they're 1-2 on the year now. Saskatchewan suffers their first loss. They're 2-1. At the Memorial Cup round robin in St. John, New Brunswick, Shawinigan beat Hamilton 3-2. So Shawinigan now 2-0 going off to the playoff round. Hamilton at 0-2 will meet Edmonton tonight, and the Bulldogs must win. Stanley Cup final in Denver. The Colorado Avalanche hosting Tampa Bay tonight. The Avalanche lead the best of seven, 3 games to 1. In baseball, the Blue Jays, who did not play yesterday, will be in Milwaukee this weekend. The Brewers beat St. Louis 6-4 in a big divisional game yesterday. NBA draft, Paolo Banchero was selected first overall by Orlando. Toronto, with the number 33 pick, took Christian Coloco. Ontario Series lacrosse tonight. The Brooklyn Merchants are in Owen Sound to meet the Bug Juice North Stars. That's at 8. And the Owen Sound Junior North Stars start their playoffs tomorrow at Windsor. Game 2 in the best of 5 is Sunday afternoon at 4 at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.